Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Shane Beamer made his way into the post-game press conference room Saturday afternoon, Cole, like a coach who knows he's got one more chance to get it right at offensive coordinator, or it's probably his job. It's probably his tenure in South Carolina. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Cole Bryson. My name is Diesel. Whether you're a Clemson fan or a South Carolina fan, you're disappointed in the way your team played this weekend. You got every reason to be, more so down in Columbia than in Clemson. Backup quarterback came in and played well. It just wasn't enough against a really good football team. But Cole, is it wrong to say that the honeymoon period with Shane Beamer is over amongst South Carolina fans? Because I received multiple direct messages and tweets at me while I was live tweeting the game on Saturday that it's time for Shane Beamer to go. And if a couple of people are willing to say it out loud, then there's a lot of people who won't say it out loud, or they'll say it privately. And then there's a lot more people who won't say anything at all, but they do believe it.
Yeah, the honeymoon period's definitely over. To answer your question, Diesel, it's over and it ended quickly because, I'll tell you, it's just a byproduct, Diesel, of this new era of college football and how quickly things can change and how the only thing that matters is what have you done for me lately. That's completely sums up what kind of era we live in when it comes to college football. You said Beamer has one more shot at getting it right. Well, the good thing is he doesn't have to worry about Alabama next week or Ole Miss next week or A&M the next, right? Or next year the same schedule or, you know, Georgia on this. That's a good thing. Oh, no, I'm wrong. He does. So to your point about him getting it right, there's a lot of pressure on Shane Beamer right now, Diesel, and I think that what you saw and what we all saw and heard in the postgame was just a byproduct of that pressure that's on Shane Beamer right now.
Yeah, and it's an interesting dynamic in the SEC when you're a program that is not used to tippy-top of the conference level success. In some ways, it's easier to bring a program back from that level. And in some ways, it's harder to bring a program back when it's at that level, right? It's easier because you got $55, $60 million coming in from the conference every year. You got a fan base that shows up. South Carolina fans, you deserve a lot of credit. Even with the state fair going on across the road, that stadium, for the first half at least, was about 90, maybe a little bit more, 90% full. You got the fan base. They've got money. They will spend it because they certainly don't like seeing those so-and-sos down at Ole Miss having all the success or over at Vanderbilt having all that success. Over our dead body, we'll throw some money at this thing and see if we can get a better coach. And Cole, because you can also, in the transfer portal, you can make a tremendous impact in just one offseason. It's not the way that it used to be, where it would take 3-4 recruiting classes to bring a team back. But also, you're in the SEC, and basically everybody in this conference is back most years, right? I mean, I know Florida is down, but Vandy, a team that's never been there, is all of a sudden there. And Mississippi State, a team that has been down for a long time, is suddenly back. So you can do it. You can bring it back. The blueprint is there. You just got to find some magic in that old silk hat and run roughshod over a league that nobody expects you to.
And you know, the tough part is, Diesel, to your point and your original question about the honeymoon with Shane Beamer, I was having this conversation Saturday night with a friend of mine who's a South Carolina fan, and he's always been anti-Shane Beamer, and even when most of the fan base was for Shane Beamer, he was one of the anti-Shane Beamer fans. I think for the majority of the fan base now, they're at the crossing roads. They're at the crossroads. They're at the point where they have to decide. I think, going back to what I said a minute ago, Diesel, I believe things have changed quickly. And guess what? Just as they have changed quickly in a negative manner, they can still change quickly in a positive manner as well. The only problem is, with them changing quickly in a positive manner, your offensive coordinator is terrible. Your offensive line's still not great, and you have Bama, Ole Miss, and A&M the next 3 weeks. So
no time to figure it out, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we can say all this about, like, yeah, things can get better, but guess what? Florida's showing us, Penn State's showing us, all these other programs are showing us that time is of the essence. And Diesel, I just don't know. I today still believe Shane Beamer's job is safe. I'm not there yet, but I just don't know how much time Shane Beamer's going to have if this thing goes south. They've got 3 wins right now. And you really look at this schedule and see 4, maybe 5 at best. At worst, probably 4 with a win over Coastal.
Yeah, and you know, when you try to break this thing down piece by piece, you can definitely point to the first half of that game and say, hey, the offensive line played tremendously better than they had coming into this game. There was not a single offensive penalty until, I think, late in the third quarter, and that was a pass interference that resulted in a first down. They didn't have their first pre-snap penalty call until 56 seconds to go in the third. That is something to hang your hat on. That is saying right there that Sean Elliott got to these players and imparted some discipline upon them for this game, and that improved.
Yeah, but is that where you want to be? Is that where you? I mean,
it's where you have to be, though. It's where you have to be. Otherwise, you go straight to that point where you're Dewey and everything sucks, and everybody needs to be fired. And hey, maybe we're rapidly approaching that point anyway with Shane Beamer. Here was his opening statement from the. From the press conference. If you guys haven't heard this press conference audio, and yes, we'll play the clip, the one that's got everybody talking about Shane Beamer. Here was his opening statement for that press conference.
And not a whole lot to say about that one. Pretty disappointing. Apologize to our fans. Asked them to show up. They certainly did their part early in the game and were loud and nowhere near good enough to win. Questions?
Wow.
Sweet, succinct, and to the point.
He's pissed, Diesel.
Yeah.
He's pissed off, and I can tell based on that and also listening to him throughout the other questions, and especially with Jack, like he has so much pressure on him. Uh-huh. And I think Diesel, Shane Beamer knows what we all know is that, like, he's not in the ACC. There's not a few weeks where he can figure this thing out and buy himself some wins and kick the can down the road. Ultimately, what Shane Beamer knows is that even though he's a coach, Diesel, and the coaches say we're 1 week at a time, he knows what lies ahead. And he knows that the reality is they could be 4-8? Is that right? Is that the right math on that?
There's a very good chance they don't make a bowl game this year.
And if they're a 4-win team at the end of the season, there's, to your point, they're not making a bowl. And then the question becomes, hey, to heck with Mike Shula. We're not worried about that. We're worried about our head coach. If we're a 4-win team, you and I in 2 months from now will be having the conversation of the Shane Beamer come back next year. That's the reality of it.
I mean, you know, sitting in that press box, and it's, I still love it. I know you don't feel the same way as I do. I still love the press box at Clemson where you're outside and you can hear the noise of the crowd. At South Carolina, you're behind glass. Yeah, they have big windows up high that they can open up and get some of that outside crowd noise. But to me, that matters. And if we're completely enclosed behind glass, which you are at Tennessee, by the way, I've covered a game at Tennessee. It's a very neutered experience being in the press box at Tennessee. You don't hear the Fire Shula chants firing up in the second quarter of that game. You don't hear the Boo Birds coming out multiple times throughout that game. I mean, a lot of it was when they were on offense, obviously, when O-line play started to break down. End of the second quarter, going into the third and the fourth, when it just came off the rails. That O-line just couldn't stand up to Oklahoma's defense anymore. And credit, Oklahoma has an amazing defense. They have a really, really, really good defense. Might be one of the worst defenses you could face if you're trying to get your offensive line figured out. But all of a sudden, Lenoris goes from having, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds in the pocket, wide open, clean pocket throughout the majority of that first half. He goes to scrambling for his life for the entire second half of that game, and then you can't get anything going. But really what made me angry for South Carolina fans was how they botched the ending of that first half. You get the ball back with 27 seconds to go, Cole. You have one timeout. You need to move the ball down the field and at least try to get into field goal range. I don't know how good South Carolina's kicker is, so I'm going to say you probably need to reach roughly the 30-yard line if you want to get off a makeable attempt at a field goal. And then what do? They throw across the middle for 7 yards, throw across the middle for 7 yards, throw across the middle for 7 yards, boom, half is done. You didn't even get a chance at it. You didn't even try to throw to the sideline. And Shane Beamer, I asked him this question in the postgame press conference. He said Oklahoma did a great job defending the sideline. Maybe that's true. Maybe they gave you across the middle, but by God, Lenoris Sellers, by God, wide receivers, why are you running a 7-yard route when you need to get 10 yards to stop the damn clock?
But these are what you're upset about has been happening all year.
I know.
I mean, this has been all year. I mean, this has been since game one. So, like, yeah, I understand why you're upset if you're a Gamecock fan, but this is nothing new. What you saw to end the first half, that's every week. That is every week. So, like, you seeing it up close and personal, that's how those 100,000 Gamecock fans or 90,000 Gamecock fans that go every week feel. And it goes back to Mike Shula. And, you know, the sad reality of it is I don't believe there's anything left to save the season. I know Gamecock fans will say, yeah, we could upset Alabama and that sure would help. But here's the reality. Diesel, we have to remember that, yes, sports are played on the field and they're not played on paper. And while South Carolina is going to be the underdog the next three against Bama, Ole Miss, and A&M, they're not winning any of those football games. They're just not. I don't care if Sean Elliott times 20 comes out there and they have zero penalties. I don't care about that. Penalties, to heck with the penalties. That's wonderful. Raise a banner and say, hey, we didn't have any penalties. The offense sucks. Mike Shula sucks. That has nothing to do with me. When you talk about, I love Sean Elliott as much as anybody, but that's, like I said last week, that wasn't addressing the problem. That was just firing someone because I guess Shane Beamer felt pressure and had to fire somebody. He never addressed the problem by firing Lonnie Teasley. That was just something to appease the fan base and I guess Jeremiah Donati. The reality is, they're staring a 4-win season right smack in the face. And you, Shane Beamer, Diesel, you heard the frustration. You, Shane Beamer, are left with the task of, and to your point, in this new era, it is fixable, it's doable, but you've got to make changes. And boy, isn't it funny? Isn't it weird, Diesel, how both programs are kind of in a very similar situation right now?
Yeah.
And we're going to get to Clemson in the next segment, but Mike Shula cannot step foot back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back on campus when this season comes to an end, I don't know why he wasn't fired last week. I know that Mike Shula's a pro and he's been around the block, and him and Bieber probably get along and see eye to eye behind closed doors, but there's just nothing you see on the football field that makes you believe that this guy's going to turn this thing around.
Well, we've seen that before out of Shane Beamer. His refusal to move on from certain assistants that he may be close with, he may be buddies with, and he keeps them around a little bit longer than he should. I mean, certainly it's not a great look. When it comes to recruits, we don't know how many recruits signed up to play for Mike Shula or signed up to come to South Carolina because of Mike Shula, and how many guys they might lose if they decided to move on from him, especially if they did back-to-back firings in back-to-back weeks. And our friend Jack Veltri asked Shane Beamer about that, basically saying, hey, Shane, when are you going to fire Mike Shula? And Shane got testy. Shane got really testy, and I'm not surprised with Shane. We've seen this from him before. Shane, very frustrated, openly wears it on his sleeve. In my opinion, was incredibly disrespectful to our friend Jack Veltri. I don't know if he'll issue an apology in the same way that Brian Kelly of LSU did when he snapped at a reporter, but this was Jack's question and then Shane's subsequent response.
It's 7 games now. The offense has just continued to struggle. At some point, do you feel like a change is needed, whether it's...
I made a change last week, Jack.
I'm talking about the play calling.
Every week, we're continuing to look at how to be better, and every week I do that. And every week, I will continue to do that and continue to evaluate that.
What gives you hope that the play
calling... Next question.
Okay.
What gives me hope? I see the way we practice during the week. What gives me hope? I see the number of guys that we had out today that I wasn't even sure was going to be able to play, that fought their asses off to get back out there and get healthy and be able to play today. What gives me hope? I know the talent we have on our offense. And what I just told our team, we're not playing up to our potential right now. I am not getting the most out of this team right now, offensively, defensively, and special teams.
You know how we rip Dabo sometimes for taking an opportunity to turn a question onto what talking points he wants to talk about rather than actually answering the question? Because I don't know for sure. Only Jack knows where exactly he was going with that question. But I'm sure he was thinking, what gives you hope that the play calling will get better if you leave Mike Shula in that role? And Shane Beamer cuts him off.
Yeah.
And says, what gives me hope is the guys that we have on this roster and how hard we practice and how together we are. And that's great, Shane. But that wasn't the question Jack was going to ask. You cut him off. You acted petulant, as we've seen Shane behave before. And I don't know if he'll send Jack a message or in some way reach out or leave it like that. But, man, that was tough.
You know, I talked to Jack on the way home from Clemson Saturday night, Diesel, on the phone for a few minutes. And Jack handled it like a pro because sure. He is a pro. But I will say this. My thoughts on that exchange. Number one, I didn't have a problem with Beamer getting testy. That's coaching. That happens like – in the NFL and in big markets in New York City and L.A. and Dallas. Go listen to some of their press conferences if you think that's bad. So I don't have a problem with Shane getting testy and kind of cutting him off or anything like that. I do have a problem with the answer because Shane Beamer, let's be real, Shane Beamer knew the question Jack was asking. 100%. Sure. He knew what Jack was implying because Jack's asked that question just about every week, and we'll have Jack on tomorrow as we do every Tuesday, Diesel. But my problem is the response of, I've seen what happens in practice. Like that to me, if you're a South Carolina fan, you should hear that and think, oh my God, this guy's got to go. That's embarrassing.
Trust me, bro. I know how good we could be.
And practice. I mean, that's a classic Allen Iverson. Like, what are we doing here? And that's your answer is, and you're speaking to the entire fan base on a Saturday night, and you're telling the fan base that what gives you hope is practice? That's pathetic. And that should be, Diesel, that should be at the top of mind. I mean, that should worry the heck out of Gamecock fans, the fact that Beamer thinks what he sees in practice against his own team. You know, newsflash, they don't play Ole Miss and Bama and A&M in practice. I don't know if Utolos out there know that or not. They play South Carolina. And we know South Carolina is not a very good football team. So, yeah, what they look like in practice might be fine and dandy. And it might be fine and dandy when you go play Clemson in a few weeks because that team's not good either. But when you're playing a really good Oklahoma team that you saw, Diesel, in person, mm-hmm. and a really good Alabama team and a really good Ole Miss and a really good A&M, what happens in practice, Doc, that doesn't matter. Like, that it has nothing to do with practice. There's players that practice really bad but play really well. There's players that play really practice really well, but when they get under those lights, they just, pee down their leg. You've got to figure out how you can encourage this fan base and give this fan base hope other than just saying, well, what I've seen in practice gives me hope.
Well, at the very least, they were going into halftime 14-7. South Carolina had it inside the five. Shula tried to get cute and throw the ball a couple times, and obviously trying to run against that gigantic wall of an Oklahoma defensive line. Nobody is finding success at that this season, Cole. But I was shocked. I was genuinely surprised that second quarter when they went down and scored, after having just been stopped on four downs inside the five-yard line, they let Lenora Sellers go for it again on fourth down. Scored the touchdown. They could have kicked the field goal, and we were talking about a 26-3 ball game and not a single offensive score off of Lenora Sellers' hand.
So I watched most of the game live. I was at a friend's tailgate, and then I went back Sunday and watched the game over again. Listen, you can talk all you want to about the players that South Carolina has or the wide receivers not running the right. Every situation is different, and we're going to get to Clemson in the next segment because they have their own problems, and their problems are caused by something different. I watched South Carolina's offense – snap the ball, was zero protection, Lenoris would be left, Lenoris would be right, and when Lenoris was scrambling left or Lenoris was scrambling right, all you saw, you can go back and watch the All-22 tape as well and see this clear as day, when Lenoris needs help, when Lenoris needs a bailout man because the offensive line's so bad, the receivers are literally still running down the field. So that 110% falls on the offensive coordinator. I mean, that is Mike Shula. That is his job to design plays. If you know your offensive line is bleep, you've got to design plays that helps your bleep offensive line and your quarterback get the ball out quickly. Because when he's scrambling out left or right and the panic button has been hit, he's looking downfield, Diesel, and all he sees are butts and backs because they're still running. There's no kind of comeback routes. There's nothing underneath. There's no safety valve. There's no tight end. There's no running back in the flat. Nothing for Lenora Sellers. So somebody told me the other day, well, you know, Lenora's just hadn't played well this year. Bull crap. I don't want to hear that. Lenora Sellers, Diesel, has no offensive line and the worst play caller I've ever seen in college football. I don't put much blame. Has he done bad things? Yes. But I don't put a lot of weight and a lot of blame on Lenoris's play in 2025.
So Lenoris Sellers is what year of what classification is he? He's a sophomore. I know that Lenoris loves South Carolina, but by God, I think it's Lenoris Sellers' best interest to either go pro immediately or transfer out somewhere that's got an offensive line that will allow him to show his talent and prove that he is a top five draft pick worthy player.
Well,
he's not going to get that at South Carolina.
I'm not coming back if Shula's the OC. I mean, there's just no way. And I can tell you this. I don't have any inside information, but there's no way in Hades that Mike Shula's coming back. There's just not. Like, that guy's not being retained. I'll bet you anything you want. That's not happening. So I think you have to figure out a way, and I'm not saying allow Lenora Sellers to pick the next OC, but you've got to choose the next OC, Diesel, who is going to bring, guess what? Here's the problem. Here's what sums it all up. Bring his expertise and say, okay, my quarterback is Lenora Sellers. What can I do to fit him? Not, hey, I'm pro style Mike Shula. My dad, you know, Coach Shula. Here's what we do. I'm going to try to mold Lenoris into what I do. No, that's not that hasn't worked.
Yeah,
you got to open this thing up, and that's what hasn't happened. A lot of comments to get to, Diesel, on the stream. Text line blowing up as well. Didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it goes back to my original point that when it comes time to hire a new offensive coordinator, whoever it is, this is Shane Beamer's last chance.
This is it.
This is his last chance, because if this offense looks like this next year, we're talking about a Week 8 firing of Shane Beamer.
If he gets a chance, right? On the text line, 844-326-3663. My goodness, a lot to get to here. Leprechaun of Lyman says, I'd like to issue a formal apology. Cole, I guess you were not the jinx. Plainly speaking, UNLV lost. Leprechaun, you're right. I will take that, and I know the other Tolos out there who did take SMU are ponying up. We're proud of that one. And I tried to tell y'all last week that was the easiest one. And if me, Diesel, who sucks at the upset picks challenge, I mean.
Now, you just got lucky because we always give our picks on Wednesdays. I lead the charge, okay? And then you just hung back in the distance. You pulled kind of a Homer Simpson and sunk back into the bush and didn't make your pick until, what was it, Thursday or Friday? And all of a sudden, you've got information that people who picked on Wednesday don't have.
Don't put the cart before the horse.
It was cheap.
Oh,
it was a cheap victory.
Goodness.
I think you should get half points for that.
Texter says, this is D Fig. He says, hey guys, I was not here during Clemson's prime days. Is it time for Dabo to leave Clemson? Is about what you can give me now, not what you have given me in the past. What are your thoughts, D Fig? I'll answer that by telling you, just turn it on and leave it on today. We're talking Clemson and Carolina for 4 hours today. Yeah. I mean, that's all it is. So much to react to, so much to get to. Your thoughts as well. One text here got cut into like a million pieces, and I believe it's from Keith and TR. Keith, sorry for this, but it got cut up. Keeping Shula, firing back at reporters like nothing is wrong, talking about Beamer there. I was thinking about it, and when Beamer was asked about the Virginia Tech job, he's talking about Virginia Tech. Sorry, your text got cut up in a lot of pieces, but we'll get to that. Let's see. On the stream, I did want to shout out, man, a lot of 78 of you Tolos already watching the show. T-Swizzle, Dewey, Puppy Monkey, Baby. Let's see, Kane. Phil Shifley says Oklahoma rushed 3 and got to Sellers. Let's see here. Ty Duncan says Boaz Stanley, the center, got absolutely destroyed every play. You're right. He did. Jersey Joe on the stream as well. A lot of Clemson and South Carolina conversation. Dan B. on there as well. So, Tolos, keep the interaction coming. Phone lines are open as well, 844-326-3663.
And Keith in TR sent me a picture of this. This is apparently being posted on message boards and bulletin boards all over campus at South Carolina. They are planning a Fire Mike Shula protest tomorrow.
Seen that.
At 3 o'clock.
Buddy of mine sent that
How
to
about
me.
That?
And the best part is it's all stuck up on a bulletin board with a, but you know, like just a good old fashioned, you gotta love it. Yeah. But they are protesting something valid there. They really are. I mean, that guy, it's bad. I feel bad for Gamecock fans. But it's time to talk about the Tigers, who are also in a little bit of a trouble. So, Clemson fans, I know you don't want to comment, but we want to hear from you. 844-326-3663. Clemson, SMU, what went wrong? We dive into it next.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.